Hello. Good evening.
Yes.
Hey, good evening, Miss. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are strictly confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay. Now, bear with me. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time, okay?
Okay.
Now, the first question, because you sound very young, I do apologize. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. What is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
54.
I'm sorry, you sounded like about your 17, 18. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied in with the direction in which your country is headed?
That's hard. Satisfied.
Satisfied, okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Okay? Moms for Liberty.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. If you never heard of it, you please tell me so, okay? Public schools.
Okay. Public schools. 60.
What about the U.S. Department of Education?
60.
60. Donald Trump.
0.
0. Okay. What about Joe Biden?
80.
What about the National Education Association, or NEA?
Not familiar.
Okay. Charter schools?
50.
50. Public school teachers.
Did you say public school teachers?
Yes.
80.
And woke culture or wokeism?
Wokeism. 40.
40. Okay, moving forward so I can get you back to your evening. And I do want to thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Can you say the last part?
Yeah. How would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Is it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. And would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Oh, between public versus charter? I don't know. Public schools.
Public schools.
Public schools do better.
Okay. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following topics? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well. 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. Okay? Now, you can use any number between 0 and 10. Develop critical thinking skills.
8.
8. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
10.
Be ready for higher education like college.
10.
Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
6.
Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
5.
Develop social skills.
5.
Moving forward, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
Right amount.
Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kinder through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
CRT bans are mainly about politics. Yes, I think that's true. It's mainly about politics.
So you agree with this?
I agree with that.
Okay. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public school? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree with this, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
And teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
True.
Do you strongly agree with this or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree with this, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, moving forward. Now, I'm at 75% finished already. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me what you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Increasing discipline in schools.
Increasing discipline in school. Is there an, I don't know? Because I don't know how much.
Yes, it is. Okay. Now.
I don't know.
Okay. What about making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues?
Make it easier. Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions to the school.
Somewhat oppose.
Adding an ethnic studies to the kinder through 12th grade public school curriculum.
Agree with.
Strongly, you support it strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat support.
Okay, and protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Somewhat support.
Okay, moving forward. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kinder through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Now, knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kinder through 12th grade public school curriculum?
Support, somewhat, or strongly support.
Okay. Moving forward. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please tell me from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5, it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you feel that this is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing statement?
I would say that is somewhat convincing.
Okay. And we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. Do you agree with this or do you think this is convincing or not at all convincing? Or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat not convincing.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, 0 is not at all convincing, 5 somewhat convincing, and 10 very convincing.
Oh, 5 is somewhat convincing? I'll say
yes.
4.
4. Okay. And last one is working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. Do you think this is a not at all convincing statement, somewhat convincing, or very convincing statement?
Somewhat convincing.
Moving forward. Teaching, okay, even, now this is the last part. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with an alternative point of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree with this? Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree. Did mine change?
Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with this or disagree with this?
Can you repeat it?
Yeah. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I strongly agree with that.
Okay. And now the last part, ma'am, this is the last part just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of schooling that I have completed. That's a hard one for me because I went for my PhD, but I didn't complete my dissertation, so I'm all but dissertation towards the PhD.
I have high school.
You have to give me choices.
High school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
So postgraduate, does that mean you completed or started?
No, but even though you did not complete it, Well, yeah, that you okay. have completed. Yeah, you have completed. Yeah, so that's the question, that you have completed.
So start again from after bachelor's. What are my choices?
High school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
Okay, bachelor's.
Okay, and which of the found best regards your work situation? Are you employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Employed.
And are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried with a partner.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, never?
Several times a year.
And now this question, please tell me if it applies to you or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Nobody in your household either? Okay.
Nobody in my household.
Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Nobody in my household.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or is it a rural area?
Suburban.
And Miss, I do want to thank you for the time you have provided for us in sharing your opinion. This concludes my survey, and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.